to the left. And then a step to the right. With your hands on your hips. You bring your knees in tight. That is the pelvic thrust. The women drives are insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Or fantasy free me. So you can't see me. No, not at all. Another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all
with a bit of a mind.
You're into the time slip.
All right, everybody, welcome to GXYZ. Thanks for joining us tonight on Halloween week. How's it going, everybody?
Happy Halloween, y'all.
It's the spooky and ooky show.
That's from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Have you guys seen that lately? I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen that.
I haven't not seen lately. It lately. No. Yeah, it's been like at least 5 years for me. And what's funny is I actually grew up in theater and I've never seen that show on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Me neither. Me neither.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry.
Usually they're like midnight showings and I don't know.
Yeah. I'm trying to make sure you guys are coming through here because I'm not sure you are.
Happy Halloween, y'all.
Keep talking while I make sure.
I'm practicing my Paula. That was my Paula Deen. Yeah, my Paula
Deen. Y'all.
Happy Halloween, y'all.
That's pretty good, though, Jason.
That is good.
That's pretty good.
Maybe start doing Paula Deen impressions.
That's not bad. Not bad at all.
You can do Paula Deen. I'll be Kim Kardashian. Perfect pair.
That would be hilarious. We could do a show alone based on that.
Y'all totally could. I think that's funny. You should totally do it,
brother.
Where is okay? Let's make sure that y'all are coming through. I'm so sorry. We're having technical difficulties. Let's see. Are you coming through or not?
See, that's in Radio Land. That's what if we were on TV, they would show the monkey with the wrench in his hand. And it says, oh, something went wrong. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Baba, can you hear me?
Or say something like, he slipped on a banana or something like that.
Okay, y'all are coming through, but there's like an echo or something. And I'm not sure why. Let me see. I think I just turned this down. I turned this down right here. Okay, and then...
Like, do they ever do sound check?
We did sound check last time, and we were great, but we did not do a sound check today because we had technical difficulties just getting started today, so...
It's spooky, ooky, haunted.
I know. I don't think y'all are coming through very well for some reason. It's like y'all aren't very loud. So this is the sound... This is the show where we figure out on air what the fuck is going on. So I'm sorry.
I'm just apologizing to everyone in my Paula Deen voice.
I'm sorry, y'all. I can't do it. You do it again.
On behalf of Gay XYZ, I would like to apologize to everyone. Y'all.
That's pretty funny.
Jason, that's really good. Like, really good. Oh, I need to
practice. Oh my God.
Oh, wait, here we go. I think this will fix it. Now talk.
Happy Halloween.
No, it's still fucking low. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't really care anymore. Fuck it all.
No, because people want to hear us.
I mean, know. But maybe, okay, can you guys hear each other just fine, or do you sound like you're far away?
No, we can hear each other just fine.
And you can hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess either I'm fucking deaf, or it's just my side. I'm not sure what's going on. Let's try... I've got it set up the same way I had set up last time. I don't know why it's fucking up with us. Let me see. Oh, let's turn this up. Hold that. Oh. Okay, keep talking. Talk about Halloween or something.
Jason, what were some of your favorite Halloween costumes when you were growing up?
Well, not let me stop.
I don't know if I can listen to that for an hour.
No. Let me see. My very first costume, I dressed up as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. But this was like back in the 80s. So back then, it was like that plastic suit with the plastic
the
cutout
green
face.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And then I think one year, that was my very first Halloween costume ever. Mm-hmm. I think I was maybe like six, or maybe like six. I'm sure my parents dressed me up before then, but that's the first one that I remember. And then I think one year I dressed up as like Superman, and then one year when I was like maybe 10, I dressed up as like a mummy or something like that.
So lots of really creative costumes.
No, they're just pretty. Just no.
I know, I'm being sarcastic.
I know, right? I'm just like, no, just pretty much generic store bought costumes.
Yeah, I grew up in like a really poor neighborhood, so I don't. It wasn't when I was younger. I remember having like generic costumes when my mom would dress me up because she's not super creative. So like I'd be like vampire.
Yes.
Or I remember one year, swear to God, one year she got me a priest.
Mm-hmm.
I was a priest.
Mm-hmm. I've been that as an adult, but not as a child. That's funny though.
Could you imagine that? Like a little flamboyant, like 8-year-old priest.
No.
Let's see. And then once I kind of got old enough to like think of things that I wanted to do or to be, I started like creating my own. So one year I wanted to like be a clown, but I wanted to make it out of all of like things I already had. Like I didn't really want to buy anything because I was trying to be really creative. And this was when I was younger. I think it was like 8 maybe. And so I decided to be a clown and I wore like a jersey, like a team jersey that I had just had, maybe like the 49ers or like the 69ers or something. They're red and black. I don't know. I just remember it was red and black and I wore it because clowns wear red and it was red. And I had like a black Afro wig. So I wore that.
Of course you did.
I was like the out of the dumpster clown was my costume pretty much. And then when I got to be a teenager, I started to get a little bit more creative with my costumes. So I remember one year I was like a homeless person, but the twist on it was I feel like that's like the classic go-to throw together costume. So I was a homeless person, but I was like a homeless person that was trying to be like really like bougie looking. So like me and my friend,
that's an interesting combination.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you going to be a bougie homeless?
It's what I'm saying.
We walked around with signs that said hottest hobos on the block.
My God.
Signs. And then so she had like smeared red lipstick. I don't even remember what I was wearing. I feel like that costume is like low-key and like insensitive now that I think about it, but that was a fun one. And then so now this year my best friend and I, we were actually gonna be the cheerleaders from Bring It On, the Clovers and the Toros.
Mm-hmm.
But
that would have been fun.
I know. And I bought this nice ass wig and everything, and it was a big secret and it fell through. So now I'm going to be Karl Lagerfeld this year. That's my throw together. So maybe
my God.
maybe the Bring It On cheerleaders will come back next year.
Can you just be sure to not say anything about the Jews, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then last year I was Boy George.
Oh, that's cool. I could see you as Boy George, yeah.
I'll post a picture. I was a pretty good Boy George. I made a wig and everything.
I bet.
What about you, Donovan?
Oh, let's see. Well, as a child, I did a lot of, as a kid, I remember like one of my first outfits. I mean, I actually have a picture of it. I was one. I was like in a clown outfit or whatever. But when I was like older, like 6 or something, I remember we just did the ghetto thing, and I had the sheet with the 2 holes.
Yeah.
Nice.
The ghost. But that was like the 50s, right?
Oh yeah, it was like the 50s cunt. Anyway, it was the 80s, and I went as a vampire, and slicked my hair back, and my face was all painted up, and I had fangs, and all, of course, the plastic teeth. I did all that stuff, and then when I got older, I've been a priest, as you were mentioning, but I was like 20 something. And but the one I remember the most was when I was 19. And as you get older, you realize that there was a time in your life you looked the best of your life thus far. And that was the year 1920 for me. And that year I looked really good, hot and just perfect. And I got so much attention that year. Anyway, so
How old were you that year?
20.
Shit.
I was 20.
I'm already past my prime.
And everybody has a different time. I mean, I've looked good sometimes recently, but not this year. But anyway, going on.
I'd be a really good looking 30. But
oh, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. Probably you're right. But anyway, so that year I went to the block party down on Cedar Springs, you know, mm-hmm. That's what we did every year then. in 1995, I guess it was. Oh, and before we went out, I'd just broken up with this guy he was hugely hurt by. And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go out and I'm going to find some guy. And so that night. And so we went out with my friends. We all went out and I got dressed up as a page boy. You know what a page boy is?
No,
because y'all are so all young. A page boy from medieval times, like the feather cap and the real short, like, and the tights. And the tights, you know.
And they read the thing on the little
like
thing.
A Renaissance thing. Yeah, says, you know, like on the card. Yeah, like a jack or whatever.
Come ye, or whatever the fuck they say.
Yes.
Come here, or whatever.
Yes. And so I was very kind of the slutty page boy. And anyway, so we went out and people keep grabbing my ass. And we were in the Village Station. This guy actually put his hands in my pants. I mean, I was
the
just
Village
people
Station.
Were all over me. And I was just working it. Okay. I look good. But that's the year I remember the most and I got the most attention. But other than those, I mean, I don't really dress up anymore. Oh, no, I forgot the funniest one. Oh, my God. I completely forgot this. My friend Ryan and I was 24, probably 23. And I was obsessed. We were obsessed with Mommy Dearest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went as Joan Crawford. And he went as, who did he go? Oh, it was Christina. And I went, I did the cold cream scene where she did the, you know, no wire mm-hmm. hangers or whatever. And I had a red wig and kind of wild. And I had this long blue, dark blue navy gown thing on. It was the fucking ugliest thing you'd ever seen in your life, but I did it and it was so much fun because I was just fun. I've never done drag since or before that, but mm-hmm. that was a lot of fun. So that's the one I remember the most.
That is fun. Mm. I like that.
Have either of you ever done
drag?
I love
Halloween. I feel like when I get like super old and rich and have my own house and everything, I'm gonna throw like a huge Halloween party every year. That'll be like my big party I throw. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done drag before? And I would say I mean dress up for Halloween as a woman or something.
Mm-mm. I've never done drag before. And full drag. I would though. I love that.
I would
kind
never
of stuff.
Do it again.
Why?
Because it was so not me. I was so like
that's the whole point.
No, I know, but I was so what's the word? I don't know. It was just so I felt so fucking self-conscious, I guess. You know, you're not supposed to, but I felt so self-conscious the whole time. And, you know, everybody knows that scene and knows what I just felt. I was too much pressure for me, I guess. It was just too much pressure. I don't know.
Halloween is like the one night that every gay boy can like live their pop star fantasy and like dress as, you know, whatever.
Whoever. Yeah, but I think Halloween's the most fun. I think Halloween's a lot of fun. And so are you guys doing anything for Halloween this year? Are you doing anything special?
Nope.
I'm
just going to go out and strut my stuff and show off my costume and live life. I'm actually hosting a blogging seminar that day, so I'll be pretty busy all day. But that night, you know, I'll find something to do.
Well, good. That'll be fun. I don't think I'm doing anything because I'm old and married, but... what are you doing?
Do you have kids trick-or-treat in your neighborhood?
I started to say that when we moved... Well, actually, when I bought this house before I met my husband, but when I moved here, we had kids all the time, like tons of kids, but I think they've all grown up now because now every year we have one lonely kid and their parents come to the door. And so we used to buy tons of candy and go all out, but now we don't do that anymore. But this year we bought two bags, like a Snickers thing and like a mixed bag. And we're literally going to give everything to the first two kids that come to the house.
Oh my God. That's going to be the jackpot. And
that's
then
like
watch
the
you get.
That's like the lottery for them.
I know. But sometimes the parents won't let you. We've tried it before. The parents, no, only three pieces or whatever. I'm like, no, take all of it because no one else is coming. They're like, no.
Because well, maybe they told their kid like, until your bag is full and then that's full.
Oh, maybe, like, maybe, God maybe. Damn. I just think they're party poopers.
Whatever happened to the days when they used to give out like the original nasty candy like they did back in the day? Like the little strawberry, the candy that was like in a little strawberry wrapper and it looked like a strawberry.
That your grandma has and you don't know where she got it from.
Yeah, oh, the hard candy.
Or the little mystery peanut butter candy.
I love that stuff.
It's actually still pretty good. It's like some peanut butter taffy.
It is. See, my grandma ate that all the time when I was little, so I was always around it.
Where but do you even find that?
It's still like, around. Brock's candy and stuff like that. And hard candy.
You can still find it.
So yeah, it's at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. It's there.
And sometimes you can give out fruit, but then, like, I remember when I would go trick-or-treating and give out fruit, and my grandmother would, like, cut up the apple and make sure they didn't stick a razor in it.
That's what my mom did.
If I was a parent, I would not let my kid eat fruit. You know how easy that would be to, like, shoot up with something?
But you know,
this was also, like, 20 years yeah. ago.
So. But, you know, that's true, because I actually said, you know what we should do instead of getting candy is, like, I should bake some cupcakes or like that. And he's like, Michael's like, we can't do that. They'll think you're, like, trying to poison them or something. Right. I'm like, yeah. No. I'm like,
especially
that's so sad.
House.
What? Yeah.
I said, especially
from the homo's house. Oh, from the homo's house. Yeah, it's got some evil gay spell on it.
Yeah, they're trying to mess with our kids. Oh, you know how they are.
Yes, I do. I do. I think, though, if you had to choose, like, of all the Halloween characters and things, if you had to choose to be one, like, you had to be one, like, you had to be, like, a vampire, or you had to be a werewolf, or whatever, a ghost, whatever it is, what would you choose to be if you had to choose to be one? A typical Halloween character, witch, whatever.
I would be a vampire, but I would make it, like, kind of sexy. But not, like, slutty sexy like everybody does.
I don't care.
Sexy with, like, the shirt open and, like, the chest hair out. And, like, just a nice hollow contour. Mm-hmm. And, like, a good highlight on my forehead. And then just this dark hair and these dark eyebrows I have. And just...
Just goth it up, you know, right?
Yeah, just goth it up. Maybe put a choker on or something.
Yeah. It's just very, Lestat like you're talking, basically.
Sure.
Yeah.
Lestat.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never been a fan of vampires. I just don't like them. Like this new, you know, American Horror Story thing, I have a hard time. I have to look away. I can't deal with it. The only vampires I've ever liked have been the ones on Twilight. That's it. So that's
wow.
it. Yeah.
On
because they're just, I think it's gross, and I don't have a thing about blood anyway, so I could not be a fucking vampire. And think of all the diseases you could get being a vampire. It's disgusting.
Fuck up.
Like,
they sparkle.
They sparkle.
I mean, like, I don't know. For me, I mean, for my choice, I would like to be a police officer.
Aw, how sweet.
That's cool. How is that sweet?
Because it's like you're doing a good thing for society.
It's like a real person. So it's like you look up to that.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
But I want to be the crooked one, though.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Crooked? What does that mean?
I think he means arrest good-looking boys and make them do things they don't want to do.
Yeah. That plus, maybe sell some drugs on the side.
Oh, my God. Well, you don't have to be a freaking character to do that shit. Just do it if you want to do it so bad. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got that eight ball.
Oh, my God. Shit. Well, I know if you join the police academy, we should all watch out. Basically. Right.
What about you, Donovan? What would you be?
I've always wanted, ever since I was a child, to be Samantha on Bewitched.
Thank you.
I loved her to death, and I loved Serena as well, and I loved Endor. I just loved the whole fucking show, but no, I've always wanted to be a witch, and when I was little, I used to always run around, and like when I watched that show, I tried to move things with my mind, and I tried to like do shit. I was an idiot, but anyway,
if you think about it, gay men are like very drawn to like witches.
Well, you know
like
why?
Why? Because they're powerful?
Well, it's not just that because they're powerful. I think it's because they're outcasts. They're misunderstood typically. Just like if you look at Samantha, everybody thinks witches are these horrible, evil things, and she was a good person and all that stuff and whatever. And witches are typically outcasts, and they're not part of main society, and they're kind of on the fringe. So I think that's why gay people identify with it, and they want to see them win. So I think that's why. That's my opinion anyway. But I like Charmed. I love the show Charmed. That was great.
I've actually never seen that. Should I watch that?
Oh, you would love Charmed. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I really do. Okay. If you like the other shit you watch, you definitely will like Charmed. Charmed was a good show. And, you know, Shannon Doherty as a witch is not much of a stretch. So that was always fun to watch.
Okay, well, I'll give it a shot this week.
Also, what was the other one? There's another witch show I like. What am I? That movie, The Craft. That was the other one. The Craft.
I love The Craft. Yeah. I watched that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
What about Hocus Pocus?
I love Hocus Pocus. Yes, yeah, they're making
everybody loves that movie.
And it's coming back with a sequel, right?
Yeah,
did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the rumor.
I know. I can't. And they're all going to coming back too. Sarah Jessica Parker, Bette Midler, and Kathy and Jimmy are all coming back. Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I love it because it's just a fun thing. They're not taking themselves seriously, like serious act. They've done their serious shit.
Well,
now they're
doing
the fun
but
stuff.
I'm just saying, like, what is the storyline going to be? Are they like they awaken another like?
I don't know. I assume so. I assume it's
going to be. They're not supposed to age, though.
Well, how hard is it for them not to age with all that fucking makeup on? I mean, come on. It's not going to be that hard.
We'll see. I don't know.
And there's always CGI, so they can do what they need to do.
That's what they need to do for Sex and the City 3, because I need that, like, tomorrow.
Oh, well, first of all, I'm a huge Sex and the City fan. I just finished watching the whole series and the movies again. I do it every year, about 2 weeks ago. Every year I watch that. I watch Golden Girls. I watch Moonlighting. Those are the three things I watch every year. Anyway, so Sex and the City, though, which of the three girls or four girls would you be if you had to choose?
Jason, go first.
Jason doesn't watch it, I could tell.
What?
Did you watch it? Did you like the show?
What, Sex and the City?
Yeah.
I'm not a Sex and the City fan.
Well, pick somebody anyway.
Somebody that I would be probably.
Do you even know their names?
Yeah, there's Samantha. There's,
yes.
Carrie.
I love how you said that with a question mark.
Carrie?
I know, Samantha's the whore. I know that.
Okay. Miranda.
Miranda.
And Charlotte.
Okay.
Yes.
I would be.
You'd be a Charlotte? You said be a Charlotte?
No, I said Charlotte's my least favorite.
Oh, who would you be, though, if you had to pick
probably
one?
Carrie.
Okay. What about you?
Yeah, I would be Carrie. I'm Carrie all the way.
Carrie. Honestly.
I'm like a breed, though.
Well, most people are a combination because they're kind of archetypes. They're like all one right. note. But I'm a combination for sure. But. Who do you think I would be? And I'll tell you who I would be, just from what you know so far.
I think Carrie. I think you would be Miranda with Samantha.
You are correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
See, I don't know about
I'm Carrie. Mostly like Miranda, a lot like Miranda, and but I'm also very sexual, so that's the Samantha side.
I think free. Everyone knows.
Yeah, anyway. So I think that would be me. Yeah. But although, see, the thing is, you look at them all. I mean, if I had to pick any of them, there's a part of me in all of them, just like everybody.
Oh, for sure.
So
that's why people relate to that show so much, is because they can connect with every character.
Sure.
They like every character on that show.
So. Absolutely. Oh, by the way, you guys had mentioned, one of you, I don't remember which one, had mentioned Transcendent.
Yeah, we've been talking about it. Weeks.
Yeah, last weekend.
Yeah, I watched an episode of it. Actually, it's pretty good. It was interesting to me. It was a lot better than the other fucking show you recommended, hip hop shit. So I liked it.
I was watching that right before we started the show, and I had to pause it because, it was at the point where Fizz and Omarion met up, and they were talking about how Moniece wasn't showing up for her visitation. So it was getting good. So once
you
show,
you missed the best part. You missed the best part.
I'll trust me. I'm gonna go back and watch it. Trust me.
Anyway, this is the spooky ookie episode.
So yeah, we'll go back to our ratchet shit next Tuesday.
So wait, have you ever? Speaking of spooky ookie, and this being Halloween, do you guys believe in ghosts? And do you believe in spirits and all that stuff? Poltergeist or whatever.
Poltergeist.
Mm-hmm. Poltergeist. What's that? Oh my God!
You know,
haven't you ever seen the movie Poltergeist?
No, I've never seen the movie Poltergeist. My name is Christian. I'm from a small town in Oklahoma.
And you're 2 years old. Anyway,
I'm 2 years old.
The Poltergeist. The Poltergeist is. Goofy Bone. Oh God, it's one of the old trolls from my old days on my show. Anyway, what was I saying? Poltergeist. A poltergeist is like a really badass evil ghost that moves shit and fucks up your house and fucks you up and tries to kill you, basically. It's not just like a friendly Casper the Ghost type of ghost that just haunts you. Yeah.
No, I don't think I believe in that. But I do believe that people get like trapped in the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you mean in limbo or whatever.
In limbo.
Well, that's what a ghost is.
They kind of haunt their space. Well, some people don't really believe in heaven or hell or any sort of afterlife, and they just think that people just haunt the earth and you just don't see them. You know what I mean?
But that would suck.
I definitely believe in some sort of ghosts being spiritual being in that way, for sure.
What about you?
I don't think I believe any of them are deadly.
Deadly? No. Okay, what about you, Jason?
No, I don't believe in any of that stuff. I mean, I did as a kid because I think I was just easily influenced by TV and you watch a scary movie and, you know, then you have to keep your light on at night because mm-hmm. you just thought that someone was going to pop out your closet.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's how it was.
But, but no, I mean, but now, no. I have friends who, like, believe in, like, not UFOs, but, like, aliens.
What the hell does that have to do with ghosts, though? Is that's different? Don't you think that's a different thing altogether, aliens versus ghosts?
I mean, it is, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there. But okay. No, to answer your question, no. As a kid, yes, I was easily influenced, but now, no.
I think that I've, how do I put this? go ahead. You say what you're going to say, then I'll think about it.
If anybody has a ghost story or they've encountered a ghost or a poltergeist,
please call us.
Let us know. Call the phone. Send us a message on Facebook. You know, I want to hear about your story. I would love to be educated about your experience.
Yeah, and I have never seen a ghost or experienced a ghost, but I've met, and including my husband, people who've actually said they've experienced ghosts or spirits or whatever. And there's a difference, they say, between ghosts and spirits. Ghost is someone who's in limbo, stuck here because they have unfinished business or whatever. And a spirit's someone who's passed over, as they say, and then come back to visit. So I think that if you believe in an afterlife, then I don't see why it wouldn't be possible for people who do believe in an afterlife for that to happen. Me, I'm agnostic, so I don't really know if there's an afterlife or not, but if there is, why would it not be possible to have ghosts and spirits? That makes sense to me. Because mm-hmm. you know what it is? People, ghosts are just energy. That's what they're supposed to be. So energy cannot be destroyed or created. Therefore, when you die, it's got to go somewhere. So why can't it be a ghost? I don't know.
So do you believe in, like, mediums and, like, psychics and things?
Yeah, I'll let Jason answer that first because I have things to say about that. Go ahead.
Do I believe in psychics and what else?
Like mediums, like people that can talk to spirits and things of that nature.
In a sense.
Like?
But like.
No, I'm just really. I'm
no,
just
it just
really
came
curious.
Out like.
I'm just curious because, let me tell you why. Because I've had my tarot cards read before, and it was freaky right. It was freaky real. Mm-hmm. And I've considered, because I don't know if I've ever told this on the show, but my dad passed away when I was really young, unfortunately, in a really horrible incident.
Sorry.
So I never got to know him. So I would, if I've always considered maybe going to see a medium and see if I could, like, maybe talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how I feel about that. So I'm just curious about y'all's opinion.
Jason, what did you want to say about it?
You do have that lady, the Long Island medium.
Mm-hmm.
The Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo.
Yeah, exactly. And what's the guy's name? John, what's his name? I forgot the other medium guy.
Yeah, the one from New Jersey or whatever.
He used to have a TV show a few years ago.
Yeah, John, fuck. If he hadn't said that, I would remember his name. But yeah, I know you're talking about the blondest looking guy, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Now those they were pretty convincing.
well, and, also there's a yeah. Go ahead. There's at least a medium called Lisa. She had a show too. It was on Lifetime. Lisa some shit. I can't remember. She was really convincing as well. But so do you think they're real or not, Jason?
I think it's entertaining.
Uh huh. So you think you think that these people are just making all this up? Just to make people make money or whatever.
It's just like for entertainment purposes.
Okay. Now, this is what I want to say about it personally, because I have a lot to say about this, because I have some experience with this, because I've been reading tarot cards since I was 19 years old, mm-hmm. and I was doing astrology charts since I was like 16 years. I mean, I've been doing this stuff forever. Now, I haven't done this in a while because it doesn't matter why. But anyway, I haven't done it in a while, but probably 2-3 years. But I do know that there are people who are truly psychic. I think people do have true abilities. I know they do. And I know people can see the future to some degree. And when I say future, I mean read energy or whatever. Now, does that mean that everybody who says they're psychic or whatever is psychic? No, I don't believe that. Everybody does it. There are people, there are charlatans out there, people in storefronts and shit like that, read palms, right. whatever. I mean, of course there are. And there are even, yes, and of course there are ones that make tons of millions of dollars a year that may even be fake. There was one called Sylvia Brown. She was on Montel Williams' show all the time.
Oh, I forgot all about her.
Yeah, and I read her when I was like in my early teens, or I mean early 20s, I mean late teens. And I remember reading her books and everything else, and she was fake as shit, okay? Because the woman, you have a reading with her, which costs about $1,000, and you have to wait like 6 months to a year. And when you do, the whole thing's like, you know, oh, your grandma's dead and da da da. Grandma's not dead. She's still alive. You know, oh, the other one. They're both alive. You know what I mean? So, I mean, the woman's fake, and there's plenty of accounts that she was fake. And so my point is that people want to believe in something so badly. A lot of times they just latch on to anybody. But that doesn't mean that when you're reading tarot cards, you don't have to be psychic to read tarot cards, but I think you have to have some sort of energy connection. And I think when you do that, you're reading what you feel. So I do think you can get a tarot card reading. By the way, if you ever want a tarot card reading, I'm happy to do one for you for free. You don't have to pay for one. Not that I'm psychic, but you know, I'll do one for free. But I think it's a true ability that people have. And I think that you just have to pick the people who really know what they're doing, and if someone's charging you money for it, that's one thing, maybe $20, $10, whatever, or for free. But if someone's doing it, you know, and they want $500 to remove a curse or some bullshit, run, you know. So, I mean, some people will take advantage of you if you let them, because people like that are vulnerable and they're trying to find answers. And so I do think that there is truth to the fact that, as I was saying earlier, energy can't be destroyed or whatever. So if that's the case, then that energy is still out there and you can connect to it if you're a medium. But there's mediums, there's clairvoyance, there's clairaudience, there's all kinds of people. There's empaths and the people who just feel emotions and stuff. So I think it just depends on what kind of person you are and you go to, as long as you go to the right person for the right thing. So don't go to a psychic or someone who says they're clairvoyant and can see the future if you want to connect with your dead loved one, if they're not a medium. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
But I think it's a real thing. I think it can be. I don't think it's always real. So that's what I think.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel. Because, especially when I watch Long Island Medium, you just see those, like you said, the people on that show get so invested. And then she goes on these live tours, and she does it to, like, complete strangers in the audience.
Yes.
I don't know.
At least that's what they want us to think.
Well, I've had a psychic I've talked to since I've talked to, her name's Carrie, since I was 25, like 2000, and I've talked to her about once every other year or so, and she's the real deal. I've talked to her all that time, and she lives in Sedona now, but she's an awesome, real psychic. She doesn't charge an arm and like $100 for like an hour, and she's awesome, and she's real, and she's spot on. She the things she predicted about me and my husband and everything else before I met him, she said what he would look like is essentially, generally, and she also said specifically when I would meet him, and she said it would be in October that year, and October came around, and finally I was like, that fucking bitch doesn't know what she's talking about. October 28th rolls around and I meet him, okay, that year. And so she did, and this was months ahead. And so there are people who really do know, are clairvoyant. And so
That type of thing I would be interested in going to.
You should. But, yeah,
yeah.
Well, as opposed to what you mean, like mediums or something, or what?
Yeah
So you don't have anybody that's dead that you want to talk to if you could?
My grandmother.
So if you saw a medium that was real, you wouldn't want to talk to your grandmother?
I mean, I would, but I just want to just make sure it's like, I don't want to be one of those people that be like, where they be like, oh, this is starting with the M, and I'm like, yeah. And,
but that's, it's that bullshit, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. No, like, I need you to tell me. Like, I need you to
That's exactly what I did with Carrie, and I've done every time since every reading I've had, and I don't tell her anything. The first time I talked to her, I was stoic because I knew about the fakes, and I was like, look, I'm not going to tell you anything. She's like, no, I don't want you telling me anything. I will tell you everything. Don't say anything until I'm done. I'll tell you my general impressions. And so she talks for like 30 minutes. Do you have any questions? And so she tells me what I need to know. I don't tell her, and that's how you know someone's real. So, mm-hmm. And it's not like, you know, so do you have is your mother alive? Is your, you know, whatever. It's just like, Your mother's this age. She looks like this. Her name is Linda. And she's, you know what I mean? She's very specific. So that's why, you know.
So is there like Yelp for psychics?
No, but there should be. That's a great idea.
Like Carfax, but like for psychics.
Well, you know what? Actually, there is kind of. there actually is kind of a, it's not a Yelp, but there is a an association, and she's a member of this, that tests the abilities to see if you're really truly a psychic, and they do all these battery of tests on you, and you can either pass it or not. If you pass it, then you're considered a certified psychic or whatever, in whatever field you're in. So they do have that, but I don't know about the Yelp thing, but that's a great idea. That's a great idea. But no,
if anyone knows any in the Dallas area, I'd love to inquire.
Even if you don't believe in it, and even if it's not real, it's still fun to do and to get your cards read and to just find out what someone says about you. And you can laugh about it if you don't believe in it. But the thing is, I've had an issue with is marrying my understanding that there is some sort of energy left after we die with the fact that I don't necessarily believe that when we die, there's anything there. So it's very, I'm in kind of in a weird position about it. I mean, how do you guys, you know, reconcile what you believe about psychics with whatever you believe religiously or whatever, spiritually?
Now, let my mom tell it. She'll tell you that every psychic, every tarot card
is the devil.
Every horror film is the devil in physical form.
Yes.
And that's just how I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I don't want to say I'm a spiritual person, and I'm a Christian person. But I'm spiritual in the way that I believe in other spiritual beings other than just the Christianity. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but.
Say that again. You believe, say that again, what you just said.
I believe almost in a way that, you know, every culture has their own religion in the way that it is. I believe that there are many different ways to be spiritual.
Right.
And I don't believe that one religion is right or wrong.
You think there's many paths to God or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or to a higher being, whatever your higher being
is. Or spiritual, yes. Okay.
Right. So with all of that, and with the universe and the world and the galaxy, I definitely think there are spirits, you know, like we said about the ghosts and mm-hmm. spirits that are left behind. And
okay, that's cool. So you're fine with it because you don't seem to be that religious. You're more spiritual,
right? Sure.
Yeah. What about you, Jason?
I just don't mix the two. I mean, I'm not one.
Whoa! What does that mean? So what the hell does that mean?
I mean, mix the two is in like going to see a psychic or going to see a medium. If I were to do that, and then try to make it be like, oh, it's, you know, about religion or, you know, that type of thing. Am I saying that right?
I don't have a clue what you're saying.
Okay, pretty much what I'm saying is, because your question is, you know, how do you differentiate the two, right? Okay,
how do you reconcile whatever your religious beliefs are with any belief in the occult or mysticism or whatever that is, yeah.
Oh, well,
maybe you don't. I mean, what do you feel? What are your feelings about?
I just don't.
So what is that? Okay. Does that mean that you're religious? That means you're highly religious and you don't want to dabble in this other side.
I'm not religious. I'm more spiritual. I'm not religious. But okay. I mean, it's just.
But I'm saying, so you're saying that the two don't, one doesn't negate the other for you or that it does?
It doesn't.
Oh,
it
okay. Doesn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I see. Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's like, this is on its side, you know. It's this is on over one here. End, this is on the other end.
You don't equate the two. You don't think that spirituality that you have is equal with what you consider to be entertainment or whatever. You consider,
right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. Right. So you don't take it seriously. You take it more as an entertainment thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. That's cool. That's what I wanted to know. I was just curious.
Yeah, that's basically what he said earlier about believing ghosts.
Yeah. And that's cool. That's fine with me. I think that everybody's got different opinions about it. And I think nobody knows. No, but that's the thing. Nobody knows shit because we're all alive. And so we don't know what the fuck happens till we die. We just all have opinions about it. And that's the thing about religion.
I just became like the Elizabeth Hasselbeck of because you guys are four and I'm one. It's like, I do the two. I like one on the side.
That's okay. That's quite all right. Don't ever talk that bad about yourself like that again. That's a horrible thing to say about yourself. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, the bitch. Anyway, speaking of that, do you think that the Halloween is an evil holiday or something, or do you think that's just a fun thing, or do you think I mean, how do you, you know, reconcile that with your religious or spiritual beliefs? Or do you have an issue with it?
I think that's a really good question. A lot of, back at home, a lot of churches, they host, instead of doing trick-or-treats, they do, like, it's called trunk-or-treat. So everybody brings their cars, and they buy candy, of course, and then you go in the church parking lot, and then you just go from, like, car to car.
okay.
Which, when you say it out loud, that kind of sounds weird. But,
yeah.
But I think a lot of people, you know, do see it as just fun, and some families do try to keep it as that because they do feel it is like a dark holiday. Mm-hmm. But Halloween is from the Day of the Dead, right?
Yes. Well,
that's kind of like
loosely based, but yes.
Loosely based.
Because Halloween actually, what happened is Halloween was actually based on All Hallows Eve, which was about the, what's it called? The solstice. It has something to do with autumnal solstice or some shit. Anyway, and the moon and all the phases and all that crap. But that's what it's about. Anyway, go ahead. Hello.
Well, I don't think it's a dark-sided holiday. I mean,
dark-sided. So do you think there is evil in the world, actual evil, or do you think that evil is as evil does?
Yes, there is actual evil. But yes, there are people that their god, we'll say this, their god is the devil or devil-like being.
Uh-huh.
And they sacrifice people and animals and things to feed and appease their god, and their god is of evil things, that is of evil doing.
So the Mayans did that, and many other cultures did that. Did that make them evil? No.
But if their god is about doing something
evil... Well, that's different, yes. But I'm saying the sacrificing, which I think is ridiculous, of course. I mean, I'm saying doesn't make them necessarily evil in and of itself.
People still do that shit, though.
Oh, I know. It's horrible. As we've had, like, tons of people, like, Halloween time, cats and dogs go missing because these people sacrifice them. It's disgusting. It's horrible. Yeah. People do that. Satan worshipers and people like that. Yeah, it's horrible. So you think those people are truly evil?
Or are they just
misguided and fucked up? I mean, there's a difference, I think, between pure evil and following the wrong... You know.
I think to each their own. Each person, you're either a good person, a morally right person, or you're malicious and evil and conniving and backstabbing.
But morality is subjective.
You don't have to be. But you know, there are evil. I've met many evil Christians, so I don't think you need to have to be a devil worshiper
to be evil,
or a Wiccan,
right,
or atheist to be evil, categorized in an evil.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know
but,
what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I agree with you completely. I was just playing devil's advocate. No, I think that evil exists in people. People are evil or whatever. But I guess what I was trying to ask was more about evil as an entity, meaning, like, do you believe there's a Satan? Do you believe there's you know, hell and all that stuff? Or do you believe that there's just humans who are evil?
Yes.
And or demons or and that stuff.
There is a devil and he is alive. He has got a full-time job.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in the devil. I'm sorry. I just don't. I think the devil is us, what we do with ourselves. I mean, it's in ourselves. The evil is in ourselves if we choose to be that way or whatever. I think the devil is just a made-up thing, just like a lot of other things, I think. But anyway, I think that...
Even the devil wouldn't recognize you.
I love that song, by the way.
You know, where did that phrase devil in a red dress come from? Or devil in a blue dress?
Devil in a blue dress, devil with a blue dress on.
Where did that phrase come from?
I've never heard a song. But I mean, I've never heard that, but I'm assuming it means like you're a pig in a wig, like you're like an evil person.
Yeah. It's somebody all dressed up. Like they're a good person, but they're really evil. What?
So I was like, so Christian said he's never heard of it. Devil in a blue dress.
Well, have you heard that song, Christian? He's young. He probably hasn't heard it.
No, yeah. I never heard the song. Never heard the phrase.
It's a Rolling Stones song.
You never heard the phrase?
We have to give him slack. He's young. He hasn't been around long enough to know these things.
Listen, between you guys and the people I work with, I'm like surrounded by like 30 and 40 year olds, so I'm pretty much used to being the uterus like everywhere.
Yeah. You're still in utero practically anyway.
Yeah, literally. Serious.
I'm just
a page dude for everyone inquiring.
I just don't know where that came from, though, because everybody referred to the devil in a blue dress. I just thought it always meant just the devil was a transvestite or something. But.
No, I think it's the song was about a woman who's you know.
Well, I know the song.
Yeah, and so I thought that's where it came from.
Their own, like, little way and stuff.
Oh, okay. Before that song, I'd never heard of it, so I don't know. I have no clue.
Well, moving on to more things spooky and ooky, I want to know what you guys' favorite spooky and ooky movies are.
Well, I will say that I am not a fan of gory, disgusting, chop-up movies and that bullshit. Mm-hmm. People getting killed with axes and stuff. So I'm not
American
into that.
Horror Story.
That's not, I mean, that's why I turned my head away. That's the whole point. That's what I said earlier. But I mean, like Halloween and like Jason and that kind of shit. Never was into it. My husband loves that shit. I hate it. But, scary movies to me, I don't know. The scariest movie to me was called W.
Never heard of it.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of it.
Never mind. I had to think about it.
I was waiting for it to sink in. It was about George Bush.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a moment. But I...
Oh, my God. Thought of it.
That's the scariest movie I've ever seen. But what about you guys?
The scariest movie I had ever seen was Showgirls. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God. It's a cult classic.
No, I mean, I remember back in 2001 they had the movie From Hell with Johnny Depp.
And yeah.
I didn't like that movie. It was very, very, very blood and gory and It was just weird.
What was that movie? You know what movie? The last movie I saw that really scared the shit out of me, and it was in the theater, and it was years and years ago, was The Ring. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
That movie scared the shit out of me. And that was like, I was like 20-something or whatever. I don't know. But it scared the shit out of me. That's the last movie I saw that really scared me, and I haven't seen one since like that.
What about Saw? Oh, that's
like, I will not watch Saw. Saw would fucking kill me. I would fucking die in the fucking theater. No, I couldn't watch it.
And it's pretty great. Those movies are pretty great.
See, that's what I'm saying. I prefer movies that are more suspenseful and thriller than to gory. I don't like the gore. Like, I like movies that make me scared to some degree, and they scare me like that through suspense. Or like Orphan, that movie Orphan, if you ever saw that. Things like that. Those are cool. I like to be scared that way.
See, there was a Saw movie. I can't remember which one it was. I know they made like 20 of them. But there was one to where they was like trapped in a room and the girl was like a former drug addict. And in order to find the key into the next room, she had to go through like these dirty syringes.
Ew.
You remember that? Sorry, the guy picked her up and like threw her in the bed of the syringes and they were just like,
oh my God.
I remember that. That's one of the only ones I saw. I saw that one. I remember
that. That scene made me cringe.
See, that's psychological abuse. I could not deal.
See, listen, I don't do any of it.
I don't blame you.
I don't do any of it. But I would rather do gory and, if I dare I say, artistic, such as Saw, creative. I would rather do that more than suspense because I don't like the jumps. I don't like the
that's the fun.
I don't like the heart pounding. I don't like the like peeing in my pants a little bit feeling that I like feeling about it. Like I don't like any of it. But
well,
like I said, if I had to choose, like I would rather watch Saw because I feel like it's a little bit more
God.
Like, you know, it's well thought out.
Bullshit.
More than the cameraman like slowly walking with the camera and somebody jumping out.
Well, like, you know, I think it's funny when they make fun of themselves, like Scream movies. I think those are fun to watch because they're Scream 1, 2, 3, whatever. Yeah, I thought those were fun movies because they made fun of the horror genre. But I mean, to me, I mean, if it's a truly horror, it's a truly a horror film. Like Amityville Horror was fine because there wasn't a lot of gore or whatever. I'm okay. But or
I
like...
See, I really want you to watch this clip of with Girl gets thrown in the
No, I'm not watching that.
No,
we'll not be watching it. No. Or like The Exorcist. Did you see The Exorcist ever?
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I knew you probably had, but Jason probably hasn't, has he?
No, I haven't. No, I've seen it.
Oh, you have? I mean, I meant to say, not Jason, yeah. Christian, sorry.
I've seen like the original.
So have I. When I was young, I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I think I don't like horror movies because I think I was seven or eight, somewhere in there. I went to go stay with my brother and one of his friends, and they put on the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in front of an infant.
Oh my God.
I remember falling asleep, and this was the original. This was way before they did the remake and all, blah, blah, blah. I remember falling asleep with a CD in front of my face. Because I, like, peeked through the hole and watched it, and, like, in front of my eyes. I remember that so vividly.
That's
and
funny.
Never. And then in Scream Queens, they actually had, so in Scream Queens, each episode, they kind of do, like, a nudge to like a famous
yeah I saw the first one yeah mm-hmm.
and they were doing the Texas Chainsaw Massacre mm-hmm. y'all would have thought that was the original film that done scary show. It wasn't even that scary but just because of you know my history
but that's what I'm trying to say is that I don't find gore and guts and all that shit scary. I just find it gross. It doesn't scare me. To me, if I go to a horror movie, I want to be scared or whatever. And I can't do that with those kind of movies because all it's about is just chopping people up and shit and some big titted woman tripping and getting hacked to pieces or some shit. It's never about anything real. So I don't know. To me, it doesn't mean anything, but whatever. Anything else before we go you want to talk about, guys, for Halloween or anything?
I want to say, or for Halloween.
Or anything, whatever. Anything. Anything you want to say?
As we're leaving the show, I just want to encourage everybody. I have a website. It's called ChristianAlexanderFashion.com. It's a gay fashion lifestyle website based here in Dallas, Texas. Anyways, I have a new post on there this week, and I'm talking all about really cool watches that are made out of wood. So I got this watch. It's made out of cedar and copper. It's really awesome. They're super affordable, and they're really amazing quality. Go on there, check them out. I think it's a really good, unique gift, especially if you have that somebody in your life that like kind of has everything, mm-hmm. you know, and you want to give them like something
like
unique.
That's cool, right?
And it's so light. That's what I'm like so impressed with. Anyways, go check it out. You'll see me on there strutting myself with a new watch.
All right, we will. And what about you, Jason?
Well, you know, nothing fascinating going on in my world at the moment.
I'm sorry.
But you can follow me on Twitter, which is Jason B. Like. It's Jason underscore BBE underscore Like.
Yes. And I'm Donovan, and you can find me at, where am I? Offlimitshow.com. If you want to find out more about me,
I did.
Yes. Also on Twitter, Offlimitshow, and also on Spreaker. You can find us KXYZ on Spreaker as well as now. You can find us on iTunes. If you want to get iTunes and you want to subscribe to our podcast there, you can find us there. Download all the shows from the past or any ones in the future and listen to us there if you want to on your Apple TV or iPod or iPhone or whatever. Feel free. And we are happy to have you write us if you want to send us any mail. To info@gayxyz.com or Donovan@gayxyz.com, or actually, the other two bitches haven't set theirs up, so it doesn't matter. So we'll be back next week with more in the gay world on GayXYZ. And we thank you for listening wherever you're listening from. And you guys have a great night. Good night.
Bye, y'all. Happy Halloween.
Bye, y'all. Happy Halloween.
Bye. Okay.